Joy's end-of-term statistics wrap. Yo, listen. Across the nation, there is a need for standard deviation, for explaining variation, for measuring correlation. But don't always believe what they say in that USA Today, 'cause you know that correlation don't imply causality. Is it a random sample? Is the number of people ample? Or is the response voluntary? If so, this could get hairy. Is the sampling biased? Is the variation vast? Then the results aren't legit, and we can kick your ass, demit. Lose yourself in the data, the theory, you want it, you know you'll never let it go, whoa. Stats class is helpful, it's necessary, you'll use it everywhere you go, whoa. Now here's a story of the residual's glory. Do the errors seem to fan? Then rethink the regression, man. Outliers can have an effect that you can't neglect, so first graph the data, you'll be happy later. Hey, we have the same birthday, wow. But we might see an effect that portends of consequence, when actually it's coincidence. Can we really be that dense? The meaning of life, you ask. I'm up to the task. Hear the roll of the drum. It's the central theorem. Lose yourself in the data, the theory. You want it. You know you'll never let it go. Ho. Stats class is helpful, is necessary. You'll use it everywhere you go. Ho. Now, what if we want to estimate the mean of a population? Do we just give an estimate? Or is there more explanation? If you say the confidence is in the interval, not the method, then you haven't learned the lesson, which is what I've dreaded. When you're hearing someone rant about a result that's significant, ask if the assumptions are met. Otherwise, it's probably crap that you'll get. If you've been studying all term, then there's no reason to squirm. You should have this stuff down pat, 'cause statistics is where it's at.